Globalization, a double-edged sword? World interviewed sociologist Angela Kuhn about globalization. Professor Kuhn, you've been quoted as saying that globalization isn't a Johnny-come-lately, having begun thousands of years ago. The popular perspective is that globalization, or the economic interdependence of nation-states, is a phenomenon of the last 100 years that has accelerated rapidly in the information age past the point of no return.
Most people do think of globalization as recent, but they're mistaken. The best-known early example of economic interdependence is probably the Silk Road, the ancient network of trade routes across China, Central Asia, and the Mediterranean between 50 BCE and 250 CE. And just as today's globalization has been enabled by emerging technologies, so was the trade over the Silk Road.
Which technologies could you be referring to so long ago?
Specifically, advances in metallurgy led to the creation of coins so that goods could be bought and sold and not simply exchanged or bartered, as they had been previously. And a developing infrastructure of roads and bridges played a key role, just as they do today. Later in the 15th century, advances in technology, such as improved ship design and the magnetic compass, made Columbus's 4 voyages to the New World possible. As it does today, trade impacted the lives and culture of ordinary people of the time, both for good and for bad. Heaven knows that much pain and suffering has always been a component of globalization.
Can you elaborate on some ways the lives of ordinary people have been affected by globalization?
Well, I'm simplifying, you understand. But in the Asian example, foods that had been eaten only locally began to be known elsewhere. And products such as Chinese silk and Arabian spices, along with the cultural exchange of religious beliefs, influenced the traditions and personal lives of people of the time. Similarly, Columbus's voyages opened the age of exploration, and repeated connections between Europe and the Americas introduced profound cultural change in the people of both places.
So fast forward to today. Obviously, globalization still creates economic ties among the countries of the world, but the internet has accelerated the process. And English has facilitated our ability to connect culturally with others. So then, why are people so down on globalization?
Well, I don't think we can state that categorically. Most people are ambivalent. They receive the benefits of globalization, economic growth, higher standards of living, enriched culture, more access to a wider range of products, but are also aware of some of its downsides.
Such as?
Well, companies in richer, developed countries often outsource manufacturing and customer service to poorer countries, where labor costs are lower. This has led to a widening gap between the rich and the poor in the more developed countries, because jobs there are consequently lost. Since goods are imported and exported around the world, there has been a huge growth in shipping, and because of the lack of regulation in international waters, workers on merchant ships have been exploited and abused. Furthermore, ordinary people complain that their traditional culture and industries are being lost to an invasion of foreign brands. And, lest we forget, our interconnectedness has created an increased risk of pandemic disease.
Will a day come when we can offset the downsides and reap only the benefits of an interconnected world?
As you said earlier, we may have reached the point of no return. World economies are interdependent, and there seems to be no plan B when things go wrong. In other words, there's no alternative.
As you said, it's a double-edged sword. Thank you, Dr. Kuhn.